Professor Mary-Louise McClaws is an epidemiologist with the University of New South Wales and a member of the WHO's COVID Infection Prevention Committee. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
For all of this noise, it's pretty clear that the AstraZeneca vaccine is still a very good vaccine, isn't it?
It certainly is. The rate of this really serious adverse event of bleeding is very rare. And we've had one in Australia, and overseas they've had several rare events that include clotting. But even if they are linked, it's so rare that it hasn't reached over and above what we would normally see in the community. And overseas they can see, you know, 2 to 3 per million in the community due to being given medications, etc.
Are we overreacting?
I thought we were overreacting, and I thought that the AstraZeneca was still very safe. However, the government has decided that it has the time to do a U-turn and look at the Pfizer. And you have to admire the fact that they're willing to change tact, particularly as we don't have any circulating virus. And perhaps this will make the those that were a little anxious be less anxious about receiving a vaccine.
Do you really think that's the case? I mean, is the broader community going to react to this and say, oh, look, I feel much more comfortable about it? Or, in fact, will this provoke more concern, more scepticism?
Well, certainly there was reasonable scepticism around the rolling out and the speed. But there shouldn't be any scepticism around the safety of vaccines. And now that the government has said that they're not willing to put up with even an adverse event that is less than what we would see in the community and was potentially related to the vaccine. And we usually put up with that level that is linked to the vaccine at a very, very low level when we're in the middle of a crisis. But because we're not in the middle of a huge circulating numbers of virus in the community, the government has said, well, why not change tact and have a Pfizer?
So can you explain why we've landed on this age cutoff of 50? Because in the UK it's 30, some other countries it's 60. Why are we saying people under 50 in Australia shouldn't get the, or should preferably get the Pfizer vaccine over AstraZeneca?
Well, certainly we know that if you're younger, you have a risk for this particular adverse event after having medication. There's only about 5% of cases that are related to an inherited disorder that you'll get this adverse event anyway from other medications. But the rest are definitely due to some sort of medical intervention or medication. So it's usually in the young. And there have been several different studies that have said the median age is about 40. Others say it's 52, but it's certainly more likely to be under 50 than over 50. So I think the government has said, well, the UK are saying 30 and under. And then having a look at the distribution of our cases, there are 53% of all COVID cases are experienced in Australians between the ages of 20 and 49. So they're saying, well, they're the ones that will suffer most of the COVID, half the COVID. So why don't we add the 40 to 50 age group as an extended buffer of safety? So let's say 50 and younger than 50.
Professor Mary-Louise McClaws, thank you very much indeed.
Well, I hope I've helped a little.
I'm sure you have. Thank you so much for your time
this
morning.
Bye.